Okay, so we're on the Gemara now. We're on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Now, Gemara. Okay, Parshas Sota. Now, we said Parshas Sota is going to be in any Lashon. Okay. Minolon, where do we know that from? Okay. So, Dichsi, because it says, we'll deal with it after, Brad, let it go. Right. Dichsi, V'omar Kohen, Leisha, and the Kohen says to the woman, right? So basically, the Kohen is communicating to the woman. Yeah, b'chol loshen shehu oimeh, in whatever loshen he says. It seems to be we're not particular about the loshen, and it's just making the woman understand.
So the quote from the passage is v'amar, that's it, right?
No, this is v'amar kohen le'isha.
Wait,
first of all, if you got a problem with the Gersa, look at Rashi, changes the whole Gersa.
Right.
And if you want to do it, we try and stick to the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay, Ayin Rashi, if that you feel more comfortable with that, do that. Okay, so basically it's in all Lashon from this Pasuk. Tana Rabbanan, we got a Brise. You'll see from the Brise we're about to bring now that it's basically the point is she's got to hear. So I added that on, right? Because it's strange. B'chol loshen, right? Shehu oimer, right? It's kind of strange. Like as long as he understands, but lechora it means for with her in mind, because that we're going to say this now, right? Tana Rabbanan, mashmin oisa, you make her hear, right? B'chol loshen, in any loshen, which is like you know, but shehi shomas, which she hears, right? The point is she's got to understand what's going to happen over here. Now, so now, right? We're going to say al. We're going to Alma and Bemer, right? So now, the first one. We're going to say four points over here. The first Alma is I'm going to explain as why Alma he shoisa. Why is she drinking? Okay, Ubemer now means how? Yeah, he shoisa. How is she going to drink? Now back to a why Alma nitmeis. Why is she tome? Ubemer he nitmeis and. How is she Tommy? We're going to explain that. So those four things we're now going to explain. Now, number one. Alma hi shoisa. Why is she drinking? Answer is, al iske kinu ivastira. Because, yeah, she had kinu ivastira. So that's what brought her to this, yeah? Now, bemer hi shoisa. She really got involved. She got, yeah. It is okay. Bemer he shoisa. How is it going to go down? Yeah. How does she drink? Okay. Bemekida shelcheres. We saw this before. With this mekida is some kind of vessel, some like kind of cup or something. Shelcheres, and we said it was a cheap vessel. We said mida kenegamida. Right. Now back to the al mar nitmeis. How was she? Why was she tomei? Yeah. Al iske schoik, because she was laughing, joking around, v'yaldos, and acting immature. Okay, ubemer hi nitmeis, yaldos means, right, you know, youthful. Yeah, ubemer hi nitmeis, and how was she tome? Was it b'shogeg? Was it by accident? Maybe she didn't realize that she's not supposed to sleep with this guy. Oh, b'mezid, or she knew what she was doing it, right? That's oines though. Ober oines, right? Oines, yeah. Oberotson, oberotson.
Oh,
oines and Ratson. What's the difference between oines and Ratson? Good.
Amazing
Ratson. Yeah. Right, very good. Yeah, very good. Nice. If you want a good lawyer to, you know, to say might have been spied or whatever, it's bad. Speak to a friend. It's very good. That was nice. No, he was saying the difference is she's not aware. Right, she didn't will.
Shogun, I mean, the mazes, she
wrote one to one. Right, generally, Shogun mazes is more awareness. Right, being aware of, but Rotson is more wanting, not wanting. Anyway, so now the Gemara asks, we're asking at the end, like, why do people really need to know? Rashi explains that earlier on, we learned this principle. We want to basically, this whole procedure, part of the procedure, is a deterrent to get people to not to do it, for other women to do it. So we want to say, we want to give muster, right? You know, it was because you went into Kinu in Stira, and also you were hanging around, you were joking around and stuff like that. That brought you to this, and that's going to be a deterrent. But at the end, how do we care how she did it? I mean, that's kind of, it's neither here nor there as far as the chastisement is. So that's the question of the Gemara. But Kol Kach Lama, so a principle we've seen before, Shelo Lahotzi Laz, not to cast aspersions, Al Maim Hamorim, on the water, the bitter waters, meaning that people, let's say she was oness, right? Someone forced her to sleep with her. Now, if she drinks the water, the waters are not going to make her explode. So she's going to think to herself, these waters don't, she doesn't realize that they're not supposed, she thought she slept with him. You know what I mean? She said she didn't sleep with him, and then she's going to think, these waters don't work. And then she may come and do that, but mazed. She's thinking, the waters don't work anyway. So she may come to a kilkul. Okay, vidui ma'isa. Now, what's vidui ma'isa? So vidui ma'isa also was in b'chol loshon minalon. Where's the source? Dichsiv va'amata lifnei Hashem elukecha. You should say before God, yeah. Be'arti akodesh min habayis. I just basically got rid of. Meaning over here in context, in the Pesukah, basically, I distributed it. I distributed, all of my tithes, min habayis, from the house. Okay, so that's talking about vidui ma'isa. Yeah, but yolif, and we're learning it, we're going to learn a gezeira shava, amira, misoita, from sota, because we just said, b'chol loshen, Shehu Oimer, he says the Lashon of the first verse right over here, and any Lashon that he says, which we said was the source, right? Va'omer Kohen Le'isha. So we see over here, that we're connecting. We know that Sota can be in all Lashon, and now we're going to learn, the Vidui from that, the Vidui Maisa. Now, Amalei Rav Zvid, look by it. So Rav Zvid says to Abaye, it's a Kasha now, The Leilif means to learn, let him learn. Amira from Levim. Why don't we learn that Amira from Levim? Because we also, that Levim means what we were speaking about earlier, Har Grizim, Har Eval, from the Levim. Mor Laholon, Beloshon Kodesh, just over there with the Levim, it's Beloshon Kodesh. Afkan, Beloshon Kodesh. So too, it should be Beloshon Kodesh. So why are you being Makel? So, answers the Gemara. It says, Donin, Amira Gredos. So we learn a pasuk that said only Amira. May Amira Gredos. So the pasuk that says only Amira. You'll see you'll understand. What? Danin means we judge, we learn out. Here it means we learn out. Yeah. We make the Gezeira Shava. Right? From a pasuk that says just solely Amira. From a pasuk that says solely Amira. And you see the contrast. For Ein Donin, we don't learn out Amira Gredosa, a posuk that says only Amira, Ania Amira, from the posuk that mentions Amira Va'ania, that says both Amira Va'ania, and Ania, which we're going to see, Ania means to say loudly. So actually, it's a different kind of speaking as well. It's not only that, if you look at the, originally I thought it was just the psukim, right? The psukim that we said with Bikurim, and also with the Levium, right? It said Anisa Amarta, right? It says Loshan Ania, and it says Loshan Amira as well. But with the Posuk that we have with Vidui Maisa, it only says Loshan Amira, and it doesn't say Ania. So it's obviously the better, it's more similar, right? And then the Brocha with and then with Sota, it only says Amira. So it's better to learn Amira from Amira than Amira from Amira and Ania. But also, the thing is, with Ania connotates, it basically says, do it loud. So it's a different kind of Amira. Tanya, Rashbi Oimer. Rashbi says, Adam Oimer Shivcho Bekol Namoch. a person, when he's saying good things about himself, yeah, he says it but call normal. Quietly. You don't have to broadcast to everybody. You just, you say, if you have to, what, if you, for need, you have to say it quietly. Gnu, gnuso, but when he's saying derogatory things about himself, but call rom, that's things you should broadcast. Okay, we're going to prove that. Shivchoi, b'kol rom, b'kol nomoch, sorry, his praises, b'kol nomoch, how do we know that? Min, vidui maisa, from vidui maisa. So what's vidui maisa? Basically, he's saying, I did absolutely everything I was supposed to do. I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy, right? So that you don't have to say so loud, right? That you keep, because we said in the Pesuk, and we just said, it said Amira, but and it didn't say Loshen Ania. Ania, when we say Ania, it means you say it loud, right? So it didn't, it omitted the word Ania. So you say, we're saying, I did everything I was supposed to do. Yeah, keep it down. Yeah. But Gnuso, when he's speaking about derogatory things, right? Bakolram, well, you speak that out in a Kolram, you declare it. Right, Mikra Bikurim. We learn this from Mikra Bikurim. Because what Mikra Bikurim says in the Pesukim, it says in Lashon Ania, which Ania means to say it loud. And what are we saying over there? We're saying, right, Arami Oyved Ovi. Right? Arami Oyved Ovi. So this is, you look at Rashi over this, it's very interesting. It's not what we think it is. Because normally we would quite touch it up in the Gada and also Unkelos on the Torah, we say, right? Arami, right, that Lavan was oived, wanted to destroy Yaakov. But this is, there's no gnus about that. So Rashi brings the Sifri, yeah, and it says that really over here, you translate it over here, that we're saying that we came from Lavan. Arami, right, I suppose that cheat or what, the Armenian, oived was destructive. Ovi, my father, Lavan. So you say that, he's basically said, I came from Lavan, and you say that loud. Let's ask the Gemara, what time is it? Let's carry on, because this is the finish of that, yeah. Ask the Gemara, Kasha, though. Okay, the Gnusa, the Kol Rom. You're supposed to say negative, stop broadcasting your negative points to people. Is that really true? Yeah. Vama, Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Mishub, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mipne Ma, why? Tiknu, the fixed tefillah balachash, that we're supposed to do Shemona Esrei quietly. Why do we do Shemona Esrei quietly? Kidei shelo levayish es oivrei avera. So you shouldn't embarrass the people who do sins. It sounded like they used to do vidui in their Shemona Esrei. So they did vidui in the Shemona Esrei. And your neighbor's gonna may he. I heard someone actually davening today, and they mentioned that, I heard him saying the names of the people, of the sick people who's davening for in Shemona Esrei. So you can hear. So I'm like, listen, you did that, okay? Okay, and then afterwards you may, whatever. We don't want to listen to people's levers. We don't want to embarrass people. So therefore, you got to keep it quiet. So over there. So why are we saying over here that a person should say his gnuso is derogatory points in a loud voice? Does it make sense?
It's not embarrass the people who are.
We do not want to embarrass. The reason why.
Do you want to embarrass ourselves or the people around us?
Well, it depends if. It depends if we ourselves are sinners. So if we ourselves are sinners, we're going to be embarrassed by our neighbor. If my neighbor's a sinner, yeah, he's going to be embarrassed by me because I'm going to hear when he speaks out, you know, his averas vocally, I'm going to hear him and he's going to get embarrassed. But basically, you don't want other people to hear your averas. Okay, so they speak about it in the back, okay, good. But let's, Shaharei, how do we see this? Shalo cholok akosov mokom. Bein chatas l'oila. When you shecht, right, so when you bring a korban, right, we shecht all the korbanos in the same place, meaning at least the kodesh kedoshim. You've got to do it in the same place. You do it on the north side of the mizbeach, right? So one person could bring me a chatas, but one person could be bringing, yeah, an oila. And you're not going to know, right, which is which. So therefore, you're not going to get embarrassed. So and sans the Gemara, so lo tema genusoi. So now we're adjusting what we said before. We said a person should say out his derogatory points in a loud voice. We're going to change that. Ella ema tsaro. No, we're going to say the tsaro, things, bad things that happen to you. You've got to tell people about that. Why? And tsaro means here and here. We're back to the normal chat. Arami oved avi that love on give my father like a lot of hassle. You know what I mean? We had a difficult time in Mitzrayim. And you say the tsar. Kedatanya, Tommy, Yikra. A person should say when he's got Taras, he should say, Tommy, Yikra. He should tell people. Tsarich, Lohodia, Tsaro, Lorabim. He needs, Lohodia means to inform. Tsaro is pain, Lorabim, to the public. Lorabim, Mavakshim, Alov, Rachamim. Right? And therefore, people will daven for him. Yeah, or maybe they'll try and get help for him. But call me Shaira by Dava, anybody who happened to him a thing, about Dava means like a negative thing. Yeah, Tsarich Lahodia, the Rabbim, he needs to inform it to the public. But Rabbim Mavakshim, Allah Rachamim. And the Rabbim will Mavakish, Allah Rachamim. We'll stop here.